Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious.
Oh,
Worthy is the Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. We are to worship Him with everything.
I love you.
Worship Him in every area of our life with everything that we got. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. That's one of the first things that we ought to give God when we come. In His presence, when we come to these meetings and give God praise, worship Him, adore Him, extol Him, exalt Him. Yay, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome everyone here. This is Prayer is the Engine that Advances the Kingdom. I am your host and speaker. And the Holy Spirit is always the teacher. I am Ambassador Odelia Jackson, and I'm glad that you're all here. Hope you got your pen and notepad and the Constitution, which is your Bible, with you, because we're going to talk about understanding Satan's modus operandi. And one of the main things is that the listeners better have a good working knowledge of God to understand Satan's modus operandi. When you open up your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul is telling us about unless Satan has taken advantage of us, that we need to be aware that Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And then 1 Peter 5:8, I'm going to turn there before I pray. It tells us to be, I'm going to test to see if somebody can hear me, because they couldn't hear me last week. So I'm going to test before I go any further. I say 1 Peter 5:8, I believe. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. All right, let me make sure I'm on this. Because the adversary, your devil, that's 1 Peter 5. As a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour. My. And as I read that, I'm thinking about people that don't know who they are from the kingdom perspective. And the devil knows that those who don't know who they are, because they don't decree and declare, which kings do. Kings decree and declare. They know that they are in charge. They know that they have dominion and authority and power. And so he knows, he's watching us to see who knows what. So he knows who he can take advantage of. And that's what Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 2:11. He said, unless, I'm trying to go back to the scripture so I can make sure I'm saying this right. Unless, am I on the right one? No. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Yeah, pay close attention, because you got to have good working knowledge of God. The enemy knows and who don't know. I'm trying to go back to 2 Corinthians. All right, come on. 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We shouldn't be ignorant of his devices. So some of the stuff that we're going to be taking notes on is understanding Satan's modus operandi. Okay? That's learning, understanding how he works, so that you can stop a few things before it, when you see it happening in the spirit realm, you can turn it off because of knowing who you are and commanding him to leave your presence. And he's supposed to obey. So that's why it's important that we get the information that we need, which is the knowledge of God and the understanding of it, and the wisdom is applying what you, the knowledge and understanding of the information that you got, is applying it to your life. That's when it works. Amen. All right. So I'm gonna open up the line, and for the one I see, just let me know if you can hear me, because last week nobody could hear me. Can you hear me? Give me a holler back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Last week I went the whole thing without nobody hearing me. I said, okay. And it wasn't my fault. It was on the other end. So I'm going to close the line back up, and then I open it back up at the end. For those who have petitions, even if it's not for yourself, for other people that you know that need prayer, is that when we come to this part of praying, like when we come to the end, I open up the lines, share with, so that we can all be praying. Now, you know, the scripture tells us about sending, one can send 1,000 to flight, and two can send 10,000. Just imagine if a bunch of us get together, that corporate prayer that makes that impact because of the dominion that, as royal priests, that we are exercising our dominion by prayer, summoning God, but petitioning to God for others, for ourselves, and you know, whatever there is that we need at that time. And so let me open up with prayer right now. I have a couple of prayer requests. Let me give you mine now so that you can write them down. We want to pray for Brother Steve, who is right now at the hospital for dizziness. They thought it was blood pressure, but it's not. So he's there at the hospital throwing up blood. So we want to pray for him at this time now. And I got a couple of other petitions for Vernetta, Denise, Evangelist, Myrna, Miles, for her brother, who's in the hospital with a brand new kidney, and the creatinine level is still kind of high. So he, and that his appendix bust, and they want to make sure there's no more infection in his body. And then we're gonna pray for Myrna and Miles' husband and herself, their health challenges, and others that have health challenges. I have some myself, and Albert. His wife, he's in Zanula. This is in Africa somewhere. His wife, is her appendix burst, and so you know, they need calls to get there to the hospital in Africa, and then for them to do the surgery. So we pray that God will supply the needs there, and that's all I have for right now. But as we come to pray to exercise our dominion on the earth, and expecting people to be healed, expecting people's minds to be transformed as they submit to the King. And we expecting healing, we expect deliverance. And if we got to cast out devils, we cast them out too, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, as we come in your presence, thank you, Lord, for this time, for this meeting that you have called for us to come before you as we understand and discover our dominion and power that you have given us through prayer. and how important that is that we stand in cooperation with heaven and earth, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we pray that your kingdom come and that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that you would bind up the strong man. We bind him up. We bind the strong man up today and tonight in the lives of those who are being tormented by the enemy. We bind up the strong man and we spoil his good. We break and rebuke and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, bones, and our breasts, our throats, our back, spines, livers, kidneys, and pancreas, skin, or stomach, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, we pray for Brother Stephen, who's in the hospital. Lord, we command every level in his body to be leveled to the level of what you have intended for him in the beginning. We pray you give those doctors wisdom in diagnosing him properly, and that the blood throwing up would stop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray you meet our brother in that hospital today, Lord God, that you would, we pray for healing, total healing in him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As many others are lifting him up in prayer, we just thank you in advance for his healing. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that this young man's life would be total healing, Lord God, according to your will and your purpose in his life, that for Christ's sake, that he would complete the assignment that you've given him into the, in this earth, Lord God, that your will be done. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you. I pray for everyone that's here today that you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding as we understand the modus operandi of the enemy against us, that we would not be ignorant of his devices. And so I pray that you would have your way in each one that will hear this in the archives, those who are present now and listening on other devices, Lord God. We pray that your will be done. We thank you that we just decree and declare that minds would be transformed from the inside out, lives would be changed, that those who may be listening now may realize that they're not in pain anymore, and that healing began, Lord God, and that whole lives would be changed just by a hearing of your word with understanding, Lord God, and applying the truth of your word in our lives. We pray for those who don't understand, Lord God, that you give them quick understanding as they submit to your kingship, Lord. We pray over them, Lord God. We pray over those, we decree and declare that those who are plagued with evil spirits be delivered and healed as they submit to the King of Kings. I counsel all plans and forces of evil spirits against their lives, Lord. Let the work of evil be burned by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and return to righteousness. I decree that no evil be established in our lives, but let your righteousness be established. I loose us from all evil doers and evil soul ties in our lives. Have your way tonight as we go over these few insights and foresights and illumination of the word, that we would understand that we would not be ignorant of the devices of our enemy, Lord God. And so we praise you and we thank you for what you're going to show us tonight, teach us tonight. Thank you for your Holy Spirit who leads and guides us into all truth. We're going to be careful to give you the praise. We lift up all those others who are Sister Marina and her husband who having challenges with their health, and others who having challenges with their health, Lord God. And a lot of us don't say anything, but we have challenges with our health. And I pray over each body, Lord God, each part, that they would function in the way you intended it to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doctors. You've given them wisdom and to repair the broken bodies and areas that have been worn out. We thank you, Lord, for our doctors, the doctors you have given to us, Lord, and continue to pray that as we go to these doctors, you give them wisdom and diagnosing your people so that we may continue to use these bodies to do the will that you have called us to fulfill the purpose you have called us to in this earth, Lord God, that before we leave here, that we will leave empty, Lord God, that your will, your purpose, your agenda, your plan be done in us and through us. So have your way, Lord. We pray your will be done, your kingdom come in the earth, in us, as it is in heaven. Have your mighty way, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Turn to your Bible. Deuteronomy. We're talking about understanding Satan's modus operandi. We don't want to be ignorant of his devices and some of the stuff you're going to hear, and you're going to be like, oh, okay, but you got to learn. What we're learning to do is catching how the enemy works to try to trick us up. So you got to be spiritually alert and thinking clearly to catch this. So I thank you, Lord, for helping us tonight. Amen, amen. Deuteronomy 13, verse 1 to 5. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign of wonders, and the sign of the wonders come to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them. Verse 3, you shall not listen to the words that that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Let's stop right there. God is testing you. Now, everything that God would, every person that God would use, there's going to be a test. And so there's going to be these types of tests that come in our way, like false prophets and teachers. So you got to make sure that you know, that's why I said earlier that you got to have a good, good knowledge, good working knowledge of God. Okay? It's the listener better have a good working knowledge of God, because it's very important. You know, a lot of times we just hear things and we don't really listen to what's being said. But you're going to have to know, you have to have a good working knowledge of God to even detect that somebody is false. So you're going to be tested to see if you love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul. Okay? You shall walk. Paul says, you shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. But the prophet or the dreamer of God shall be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you should put away the evil from your midst. So when you recognize this, that's why you have to have a good working knowledge of God. That means you have to know the word of God. You have to have a relationship with God. You got to know what is of God, his voice, who's speaking to you, and where is this coming from. So there's false teachers and there's false prophets out there that are voices that are not of God. And we're supposed to detect it and not follow it. All right. And it was saying something over here that says, in verse 5, it says, but the prophet or the dreamer of dreams should be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So you should put away the evil from your midst. So God commanded us to walk a certain way. I was thinking about how people are under bondage or under some kind of demonic possession or something. If only people would get under the rule and the governing rule and reign of God, the power of Satan can be broken off of their lives. But people don't want to give God their whole self. They want to give God part of themselves. God, he wants all. God wants it all. You got to give it all up, because if the enemy see that you got some area that you're holding on to, that's the area he's going to work on. And so the power of Satan can be broken in your life if you submit your life over to God. And I have experienced that, didn't even recognize it until I started learning the kingdom. When I started learning the kingdom and this and the religious system started falling off me, I recognized that a demon that kept coming in my bedroom at night harassing me, I must have gotten used to it. But when I started learning the kingdom and got under the governing authority and power of God, submitting to his will and his way, willing to drop all that religious stuff that I had, as he showed me to get rid of, I got rid of it, and I realized that this demon was not coming in my room anymore. I didn't even know it was a demon until, you know, I realized he wasn't even coming. See, sometimes we can get used to stuff. You know, we start living with these things, and it becomes like a part of us. You know, it can hide in your personality. And you want full deliverance? Submit your life to the King of Kings. Submit your life to him. Those areas that we don't want to give up, give them up. And you'll see a whole change from the inside out as you seek the kingdom. Amen. When the kingdom comes, it doesn't come to compromise and I'm going to do this and that guy had his part and I'm not going to let him have it. No, the kingdom comes to take over. If the kingdom is a kingdom of it's spiritual, and it's a kingdom of righteousness. And that righteousness is your dominion. That truth. The kingdom is the highest order of truth. All right, let me go on. What is coming from the prophet's mouth? Something false. Who is this prophet speaking for? What supernatural spirit is it not? It is not the spirit of God, okay? Because it's false. But a demon speaking through human beings. Now, a lot of people, we go to movies, we watch all this spooky stuff, and we don't, you know, we've been desensitized to the fact that demons are real, people leaving books and dead people coming back and all that. But don't nobody believe, not, I ain't gonna say nobody, but most people, they don't believe that demons are real and that we live in two worlds, a spiritual world and a physical world. And that spiritual world has, and that spiritual world is a spirit of God and the spirit of them demons. And we need to know the difference. So when they start speaking through people that have open doors in their life, the enemy will use them to try to take you to astray or speak lies into your life, if you, especially if you don't have a good working knowledge of God. That's why we need to study his word, study, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and study, study, study. The kingdom must be studied. My, my, my. So as these demons that speak through human beings, those are human beings who are human beings whose spirits are open to that demonic activity because they got things going in their life that the enemy, they have given the enemy rights to use them. And they have no rights unless you give it to them. And so people, devil will use people as hosts. Hotels, or you know, some people that have more than one personality, they have multiple personalities, some of them are demons, okay? And guest houses, so they can just come in and out of your life and use you, and leave you high and dry after they finish using you, and you'd be like, what happened? You know, that's because people got doors open to the demonic world. They've been hypnotized, they've been using tarot cards, they've been letting their hands, you know, reading palms and all that stuff that we done that we didn't know about that was wrong, we need to denounce that stuff because that's an open door to life that you need to close. Amen. Let me move on. So human beings inspired, their motivation is him, right? The demon speaks to a human being, inspiring and motivating that person. A lot of times they don't even know they're being used. God permits it, and he expects his people to put the person to the test. That's why it says, and let's go to 1 John 4. And a lot of people quote this one wrong, 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 4, I believe. It said, ye are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You think that's the one I wanted? Number three, 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it is should come, and even now already is in the world. Okay, that's not the one either. They're all good though. Here you go. 1 John 4:1. I should start from there, right? Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. Amen. You hear that? It's already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So it's important that you know that greater that's in you, you need to know that he's in you. Do you have a good working knowledge? You have to have a good working knowledge of God. That means you have to have a relationship with him. You have been studying his word. His word is saturated in you, and you've been studying. God can open up the scriptures to you. You seeking it like he told you to do, and God will open up the scriptures to you. Even the stuff that we thought we saw that you can't even see unless you're seeking the kingdom. That's why the kingdom is hidden in plain view. Unless you obey that commandment, Matthew 6:33, it's a commandment. It may not say, I command you, but it says, seek ye first, Jesus speaking, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means seek first God's governing, active rule and reign in your life, day by day, moment by moment. And his righteousness, his way of doing and being right in your life. So when you obey that commandment and studying and seeking means to look, to use your mind, require of the kingdom. That means you're going to do a research on this word kingdom and righteousness. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit start opening up the scriptures that you didn't see before. That was right in front of your face. It was hidden in plain view. Until you obey. All right, move on. So how did I get over here? Oh, the Holy Spirit said go to 1 John 4. Okay. And as the Spirit was showing us that believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Now, in the scriptures, I don't know where this is at, but I read it in the scriptures, that the Bereans, they studied the scriptures. If people are teaching them, they'll go and see if what they say is so. And that's how we're supposed to be. Somebody's telling us something. Can you show me where that at in the word? That I want to hear, see for myself, hear from God myself in the word, That's why people should give you scriptures of what they're speaking on. All right. So that you can go and check for yourself. Amen. All right. So try the spirit, whether they are of God. That's what God is saying. That's what we're supposed to do. We're being tested. If you're being tested, that means you have to try the spirit. Test means to try. So God permits it. Expects his people to put the person to the test. God is expects us to be able to discern. You need a discerning spirit to discern the spirit that is motivating the speaker. The spirit of God is speaking through me or somebody else that's speaking. You're supposed to be able to discern if that is of God. Okay? Or is that of the devil? Okay. So the test is to see whether we will remain loyal to God. This is what the test is about. Is remain loyal to God. And the only way you can stay loyal to God is that you have been studying his word, you've been seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness, and you know what God's word says. So when somebody comes with some false stuff and try to twist it all up, you know the enemy, he gotta do that real good. You would know it. And your spirit, the Holy Spirit, that holy unction. So the test is whether we will remain loyal to God. Loyal in terms of keeping his commandments. And how you gonna know that? Is you already been seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness. You've been studying the word and studying what Jesus said about the kingdom and all the what that Jesus did, not just what he did, but what he said in the four gospels. What did Jesus say? What is he commanding us to do? How are we supposed to live our life? He was our model. He showed us how we're supposed to live in the earth. And the things that he done, we ought to do greater works than he. So move on. Thus, that's why the listener, I'm going to say this again, better have a good working knowledge of God. Because the enemy is very cunning and he's very slick. He's been doing this for a long time, way before you were born. Way before we were born, okay? Which returns, this here also tell us to go to 2 Corinthians, turn here, chapter 10, verse 5. Because when you start hearing of the enemy, this is some of the stuff that we need to know. When you start hearing the enemy speaks to you, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, it says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, one of the things that the enemy, his devices, owls, or his schemes, or, you know, those different words that those mean in the different Bibles, when you look that word up, it got schemes, cunning, wild strategies that he uses to try to get us away from walking as people as we ought to be, and knowing who we are as kings and priests, and using the authority that God has given us to against him. Okay, he don't want you to know that, because once you know who you are and start exercising your dominion, then he knows that you have no more play in your life. And so the scripture tells us to cast down, let me start at verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. It says, for though we walked in flesh, we do not war. Walk in flesh, we do war after the flesh. Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That means they're not like knives and stuff that, you know, stuff that you can see. This is spiritual warfare. And 5 says that we are to cast down what? Imagination. That means this is how the enemy works, to try to trick us up in our mind. This is one of his strategies, the way we think. That's why Matthew 4:17, Jesus first says is, turn in Matthew 4:17. Keep your finger in 2 Corinthians. I'm coming right back. Matthew 4:17. If you can't keep up, write down the scripture so you can check it out later and see if it's so. Matthew 4:17, and it says, this is Jesus speaking now. He says, it says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And if you look up that word repent, it means to change your thinking. Change the way you think. For the kingdom of heaven is present now. A lot of people don't believe that the kingdom is present now. They think that we're going to the kingdom when we die or something. But the scripture tells that you may reign in life. That means before you die, you should be reigning in life now and the kingdom is present now. So therefore, you have a power and authority now that you were supposed to be using. And so repent. It means to change your thinking, not just be sorry for your sins repentance is being sorry for your sins. Keep being sorry for the same sin is not repentance. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways, and only way you can turn from them wicked ways is change the way you're thinking. Because you can turn all you want, but if your thinking don't change, you'll be right back there again. Thinking must change, and that's how we change it. You renew the spirit of your mind, not just the thinking, but change the way you think. And what did the Bible tell us to do? Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will and the purpose. Not the will and purpose. Let's go Romans 12, 2. Well, Romans 12, 2. You got to renew your mind. How you gonna change your thinking? The mind has to be renewed. How you gonna renew it? The word of God. Romans. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I said Romans 12. Okay, Romans 12, 2. And it says, okay. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you may prove what is that good. Your mind has to be renewed so that you would be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's how you're going to discern false teachers. That's how you're going to discern what is of God and what is not God. Your mind needs to be renewed. You need to wash your mind out daily through the word of God with just understanding, seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness. And he will give you that understanding if you submit. Amen. All right. Okay, Lord. Okay. So he's telling us to not only when Paul warns us that reasoning in that same scripture, 2 Corinthians 10:5, reasoning exalts themselves against the knowledge of God. He's saying when any fall imagination, this says that casting down imagination and every imagination had to do with how you thinking, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Is your thinking against the knowledge of God? What are you thinking? So, exalting themselves against the knowledge of God, this clarifies the devices that Satan will use to turn us aside. Our thinking, our minds, the things that we watch, things that we listen to. He can get through any one of those to get to your mind. Your mouth, whatever you put in your mouth. People take drugs and stuff and it alters their thinking. Whatever you're snorting up your nose. Things that we're hearing in our ears. And what we're seeing with our eyes, all that goes to the mind. All that goes to the mind. And he uses all of those things to try to turn our mind. But we must study daily, day by day, moment by moment. You know, keep the word of God before us. Because the enemy is working real hard to try to turn us aside. This also underlines our need to be able to thwart those devices. So when we read in the scripture, it's talking about us learning to thwart the devices that the enemy throws up against us. Like if you have wicked thinking and you've been somebody that might have been doing looking at porno, well, the enemy going to work through your mind some wicked stuff that you have no idea, okay? You know, you might wind up doing some stuff to children or some wicked stuff to somebody that is without consent. So, he'll use that stuff in your mind. That's why those things are wicked. Oh, it's only hunting. No, it's not. Okay. Satan will use them to turn us aside. So we got to learn how to be able to thwart those devices. And one of the only way you're going to do that is through the word of God. Because what do the word tell us? think on these things, talking about in Philippians 4, 8, 9. Think on these things, things that are lovely and pure and of good report. So when them wicked things come to your mind, you got to fight it with the word of God. This when the enemy came to try to get Jesus in the wilderness to do things, what did Jesus use? He used the word of God, okay? And that's what we're supposed to do. But if you don't have no word of God in you, you cannot fight. The Holy Spirit can't bring nothing back to your memories if you're not studying it. You got to apply it. And then if you study it and don't apply it, it's not going to work either, because you got to open up your mouth. You got to rebuke and counsel and destroy every assignment and attack of the enemy and counsel every curse or negative word ever spoken over your life in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. You got to speak over your life the word of God, okay? Because the enemy going to come at you. I remember a couple times I was at work, and all of a sudden these ungodly thoughts came into my mind. I said, I rebuke that thought. I don't think like that no more in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. You have no authority here. Get out in the name of Jesus. You have no, I don't think of those things that are pure and lovely and of good report. And they leave, okay? So we got to learn how to counsel every assignment of the enemy that is over our lives, over our families, over our finances, over our careers, over our marriages, our health, in the name of Jesus. You gotta speak it. It's not going to just going to happen. You got to speak over your life. Show the devil you know what you got, what your daddy gave you. Come on now. So we got to clarify the devices. This clarifies the devices the enemy uses to turn us away. He's working in our imagination, our minds, our thinking. That's why you must be not conformed to the world, but be transformed. Why? How? By the renewing of your mind. And that's in the word of God. My. So we need to have a good working knowledge of God. Not things about God. I'm going to say that again. Not things about him so much, but the knowledge of God. The person. The being with whom we have a relationship. So you can have a relationship with God. Don't just be, oh, I know of God. Yeah, the devil know of God, but he ain't have no relationship with him. My. So in Deuteronomy 13, it confirms that some of these false prophets will be able to do miracles. I'm almost finished. I'm going to stop here. Which Paul confirms in 2 Corinthians 2. You can write that down. And John confirms in Revelations 11. What is in the New Testament is built upon what God has already shown in the Old Testament. That Satan's modus operandi will be carried through from one covenant to the other. We have to understand that such signs, the ability to do miracles, are not of themselves indication of authority from God. So just because somebody's doing a miracle, that don't mean it's coming from God, okay? Remember what Satan had, when Satan was talking to Jesus in the wilderness, where he can give Jesus the world and go to the pinnacle and I'll give you all these. How you gonna give Jesus what he created? And he tempting Jesus with trying to tempt Jesus with all these things in the wilderness. So the same, the devil has miracles. They look like miracles. He has ability to do miracles, and so he also got angels that appear as a light, and he got ministers that appear as ministers of righteousness too. So you got to have a discerning spirit of what's happening in the atmosphere around you. So we have to understand that these signs and abilities to do miracles are not of themselves indications of authority from God. They must be combined with what? Teaching that agree with God's already revealed will. That's a note. It's important. It must be combined, any miracles or signs, it must be combined with the teaching that agrees with God's already revealed will. So it's a lot. So I want to finish this. Come back to this next Friday. We want to get some time to pray. But that's just a few things that we need to keep in mind and apply to our life in dealing with the enemy, that we be not ignorant of his devices. Amen. 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 All right. So I'm open line. Anybody have any petitions, any comments, any questions? Lines are open. If you're on the devices, you can call in 760-283-0834. And I really am, when we come here, this is called corporate prayer. I'm not going to be doing all the prayer. This is for us to pray, that we decree and declare like a kingly priest, petitioning the things that's going on around us, leaders, you know, situations and circumstances. Lines are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I gave out some of my petitions earlier today. I'm sure I'm not the only one with health challenges. Just believing God for healing. He said, let the sick say, I am healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. That's the word. All right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Odea.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real good.
Hi, it's Sister Vanessa. How are you?
All right. Hi, Vanessa. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just wanted to tell you that I'm enjoying the Bible study, and God is really, you know, speaking to me and using you to speak to me about knowing who I am in the kingdom, you know?
Yes.
Very, very, very important, because the devil definitely is cunning and he's slick, and he has all kinds of different devices to come against God's children to steer you in the wrong direction, to kill and destroy.
Yes.
You know, to get our minds off of the assignment that God has placed us on this earth for. So I'm very appreciative that I called in and you're speaking about this, because this is very, this is something that I'm dealing with at this present time.
Amen.
And I just wanted to send my prayer request in for, just for strength to endure and for, to just keep my mind focused on the things of God, kingdom things.
Right.
And to for God to continue to just totally and completely heal my body.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. You sure will. Anybody else? Thank you, Vanessa.
No problem.
We're gonna pray for that in a minute. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody get a petition for other people that is surrounding you, that you see in the spirit realm, is going through some things? That's what we as royal priests are to do. We are to stand in the gap, intercede for others.
I wanted to also, this is also Sister Vanessa, I wanted to also say, I have a family member that's battling a very bad drug spirit. And I want to declare and decree, and I want everybody to come on together and pray that this drug spirit is sent back to the pits of hell from which it came.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Amen. And you're not the only one, because I have one. My brother is fighting the spirit for a long time.
Yes. This has been a long time too.
Yes. Anybody else? Okay, because I'm not going to belabor. I'm going to pray. And Vanessa, do you want to start with prayer? Anybody else, you know, just jump in. We're just going to pray and believe God for what we're praying for. Touch and agreeing.
Amen. Well, you can start.
All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I decree that our spirit's connection comes from the inside. Lord, correct our sight and give us 20/20 vision spiritually. I decree that the tongues of the learned will shut the eyes of the demons that see us in Jesus' name. I use our tongues of the learned to decree radical spiritual realms of God to be released over our children, their children, children, family, over the singles, the youth of our communities, our cities, and our countries. I decree every diabolical evil plan against our children be exposed, counteract, destroyed, dethroned, dismantled, and destroy them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree that their minds, our children's minds, are free and clear, ready to function the way God intended it to, according to our Father's plan and will. I summon all angelic assistance to surround our family, every demonic strategy and scheme and plot against our seed and family. I command blindness to you in Jesus' name. I command blindness to you in Jesus' name. I decree that God has given, that God has made in the middle of prophet word that I am walking out. I have a heavenly mandate to declare what the heavens speak over our city, region, and nation. I decree that every church must understand its DNA blueprint concerning their position in the holy experiment. I decree that God has made our soul to quit. I decree that we are accountable for all the things God gives us in a glimpse in the name of Jesus. I cancel the assignment of every demonic experience of PCP, space, heroin, ecstasy, meth, marijuana, crack, and lovely, you no longer will control, manipulate, and destroy the life and minds of the users, of our family members, my brother, Vanessa's family member, and others who may be under the sound of my voice. I destroy and uproot and cancel the demonic experience that says my child, loved ones, our nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles will be addicted for the rest of their life. I say they are set free and belong to the kingdom of God. God has given us 2020 vision to see and defeat the plan of all demonic experiments and experiences in Jesus' name. I decree that our holy experiment will involve using our prophetic binoculars to stay one step ahead of the devil's army. I decree that we have a prophetic responsibility to do something about the word God has spoken over our region, city, and nation. I decree that the circle, the cycle is broken. I'm living victorious, no longer bound to any demonic experiment in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you reach the souls of all world changers that are in adultery, drugs, prostitution, jail cells, and bars and clubs, and set them free to do the will of God. Our faith tells me that all demonic experiments are broken by the power of the blood of Jesus. I decree that every region has a prophetic purpose and a holy experiment. I place in our region for a prophetic purpose to defeat, unearth all demonic experiment. I decree this in Jesus' name. Satan, I command you to leave your post. Take all principalities with you. Your days of ruling and releasing demonic experiments in my city has come to an end. The power of the blood of Jesus is against you. Leave now. I decree that my destiny, our destiny, is to host any holy experiment to release the prophetic to dimension that has been controlled by an all demonic experiment. In Jesus' name, I command every demonic experiment of drugs to stop chasing our families. In Jesus' name, our families will no longer answer to demonic voices that are calling them. In the name of Jesus, take the taste out of their mouth and the desire out of their heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I cancel an assignment of all demonic experiments of Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, atheists, Buddha, Mother Mary, idols of the land, doctrines of devil, I command the voices to be silenced, that you will not be able to push your demonic culture in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, have your mighty way. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I command every germ of sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus. I command these, we rebuke and cast out any spirits of cancer. I'm praying for my sister, Dana Pryor, who has cancer, Lord, and who's going through this disease. We command, Father, we command every demonic spirit, every infirmity to be burned out by the power and the virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come against all spirits of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, our bones, our breast, our throat, our back, our spine, our liver, our kidney, our pancreas, our skin, our stomach, in the name of Jesus. And any other infirmity that it may be hidden and has not shown itself yet, Lord, we call on you today. We demand and you decree that it be burned up, that it die, that anything, that any growth in us would dissolve in the name of Jesus. Have your mighty way. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha. You are the great physician and the one that healeth us. You say, heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed.
Yes,
and you heal us, Lord, for your name's sake, that we may complete the assignment that you have given us in the earth, that we will leave here empty, that our potential will not go to the grave. And so, Father, have your way over the many souls that are here today. I don't know what everybody else's needs is, Lord, but you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so I pray by the Spirit of God that you will meet them where they at. We pray for this, Albert, his wife, Elizabeth, who has her appendix has bust, that say make it to this doctor in time, that you would, that the poison will not spread out through her body, that she would be healed, totally healed in the name of Jesus. We pray that for Myrna's brother, Greg, Lord. We pray for his, the poisoning has left his body. We pray for total healing in his body, that his new kidney, Lord God, would function properly, that he may complete the assignment you have given to him also. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you, all of us has a purpose, and that we want to present our purpose to you, Lord, completed. And so have your mighty way in each and every one that's here today, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you all honor, glory, and praise, which rightfully belong to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else, jump in. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I thank everyone that's attending here, whether you're on archives or you're present now, that as you come to here on Fridays to pray, you know, you can send in your prayer petitions early, that they can be prayed over, and we can pray together. That's the whole the idea of corporate prayer. And as we learn to decree and declare, that would be something that we need to learn if we don't know how. To decree and declare as kings ought to, and what the word of God says, because that's what praying is, praying back God's word back to him. And then you know that your prayer and your request shall be answered. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So I just want to, anybody have any other thing, anything that he wanted to say before we close out here? Anybody? Thank you, Vanessa, for your participation, and pray that others will join us when they can. Some may be someplace they can't speak right now. And some may be at work and they can't, you know, do what they have to. You know, if people work at different times, or there may be some place they can't speak out loud. So thank you for tuning in. Thank everyone for tuning in. And I guess we'll tune in again next Friday. I'm going to finish this here about understanding Satan's modus operandi of how he operates, so that we can catch him before he tried to snare us. And we would not be ignorant of his devices. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank all of you for being here. And I'm going to, I've already prayed, so I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Good night. God bless you.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
We are victorious, we are victorious, nothing can conquer us, we are victorious.
We are victorious, we are victorious, nothing can conquer us, we are victorious.
Papa won't let me play his computer.
No.
No, because I wanted to play that pointing game.